The lakefront reopening is something that she says that, you know, look, I get it. She just gave an interview to David Axelrod for his Axe Files taping, and she said there's nothing more calming or cathartic than heading to Lakeshore Drive and finding a little secret spot to take in the water and the waves. I get it, she says, but we're just not ready yet. She says we are taking all kinds of suggestions. How do we make it? How do we make it ready? How do we make it safe enough to open it up? So you don't have a flood of people just showing up on a nice day like this weekend. We're supposed to get warm weather. How do you make sure that it's okay? It's not happening this weekend, but on a summer weekend. She said that some of the ideas were a free ticketed time entry system like museums use for popular exhibits and reserved picnicking spots, stuff like that. They're using drones in some cities to police what's happening, and they let you know if you're too close to someone or you're not wearing a mask and you're supposed to be, or you know, what's going on. Also, they've talked about different times for walking and running and cycling and requirements for that kind of thing. So that's, you know, there are a lot of things they're considering. Let's talk to the person who is behind Kara. It's a running group. He's on the line right now. Thanks for calling in to WGN.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I just I got to ask you. So, you guys, you're heavily vested in, you know, running along the lake, and you, I know you have a well established program. A lot of runners go through you to say we're training for our marathon or half marathon, that kind of thing at Kara. And I just, you know, I just wonder what have you been in contact with the mayor's office about how to structure this, how this might work?
Yeah, so we at Kara delivered a proposal through a contact at the mayor's office on May 11th who assured us it would go to her core team. And we also followed it up with providing that same proposal to all the aldermen and the wards along the Lakefront Trail on the 14th of May. And we've heard back from some. You know, we're trying to share that and give a proposal for a safe way to do it. We certainly aren't looking at this if we just need to have the Lakefront Trail open. We want to see it open in a safe way, and that's what we're trying to help with.
I've seen all kinds of things. They, you know, if you look at other places, so in New York, they've got like safety ambassadors. I don't know what their official name is, but safety ambassadors who are stationed along their green spaces and their parks to let people know, you know, hey, this is, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, or too many people gathering together, or, you know, you're not following the rules, that kind of thing. Have you heard anything about that being a part of our lakefront now?
Yeah, I think our understanding is that's one of the concepts that's being considered. You know, we've seen reports of success of that, especially in Seattle. An entity in Town Street's blog has been reporting on Seattle's success for a while, and so the social distance monitor program could be successful. I think our thoughts on that is, as long as the specific responsibilities of those people is appropriate, you know, there's appropriate training. There's certainly some types of workers already in Chicago that might fit that, but there's also the opportunity for volunteers. You know, Kara is certainly a group that could help with that effort. We put out a call to our members this morning, and within 4 hours, over 350 members said that they would be interested in volunteering for such a role. And we know Chicago Sports Social has indicated to the alderman in Lincoln Park that they would assist with that as well. So I think there's people out there that want to find ways to help do this in a safe way. And it's not just Kara, but a lot of different groups in Chicago who just want to see this reopen in the right way, but reopen soon.
Yeah, I should mention we're talking to Greg Hipp. He's the executive director of the Chicago Area Runners Association, also known as Kara, and you can find him at kararuns.org. You guys are so involved in this, and what are you hearing from runners? I know they're probably missing. I'm not personally one, but I love our lakefront, and I love walking it, and I look forward to the day when I can do it again. What are you hearing from the people who are members of your organization?
Yeah, they're facing real challenges when they're trying to get their runs and walks in right now, and, you know, running is, for us right now, it's not about training, but it's about getting out there and doing something that just protects our mental and physical well-being. And more people are out running now than probably ever before. You know, there's so many people just trying to find ways to improve that mental well-being. But they're finding that the sidewalks in our neighborhoods are crowded. A lot of our members are reporting choosing to run in the street or in bike lanes, and that's certainly not a good alternative, but that's what they're having to do to social distance. You know, what we see is every time a certain place gets closed, another place just gets crowded even more. And we're even hearing from our suburban membership. It says because the Lakefront Trail is closed, we're seeing more people come to our forest reserves in the city, and that's causing problems there at places like Waterfall Glen and some of the other forest reserves out in the suburbs. So, you know, closing one thing just leads to a problem somewhere else. And so it's not about needing to experience the nature of the lakefront. It's just about needing to use the full scope of all the open spaces we have so that people have more space to continue these positive actions, which like running, walking, biking.
What happens to the marathon this year? I mean, I know there have been no decision about whether or not it will be held, but are runners across the city now just training in other ways? It's such a huge event for our city and so many people take part. I don't know how any of that kind of thing is going to be handled, but are you hearing people are finding other ways to just kind of get their training in? Are they still doing it?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are still, you know, staying focused on preparing for the Chicago Marathon. Certainly a lot of runners are choosing just to refocus their running goals in the short term. We've still got some time until the marathon begins or when normal marathon training would get started. But folks right now are really focused on just trying to keep a little bit of normalcy with that run. But, you know, for me and for so many people that love to run, it's more than sport. It's really something that just improves our lives. And that's something that we all need right now. And I think that's why we also see what we're calling kind of a new running boom happening. It's all those folks who are no longer in their gyms or just need to find a way to let off some steam, and running is a really positive way to do that.
Yeah. What is that, the plan? I know your proposal to the city about kind of staggering the different types of usages, like bikers would go one point and runners and walkers would all be segmented. I keep hearing that plan. I don't know if it's being worked out somewhere else in the United States somewhere, but isn't that part of what you're suggesting?
So what we're suggesting to Kara is that the trail would open, but only to limited use. And we say through traffic use only. So running, walking, biking, and similar, that's what's having a lot of success right now, and what they call keep moving movement in Seattle. And so we're not necessarily suggesting only one use at a time, but we are suggesting limited use on the trail only. You know, stopping should only happen when it's absolutely necessary. So keep moving. But also we're suggesting limited hours. And the reason why we're doing that and suggesting 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. only initially is, you know, these are hours before the typical types of gathering that occur on the lakefront that wouldn't be appropriate yet. And so we want to see the trail open for the types of behavior that social distancing can be done with. And then over time, there can be less restrictions. But right now, we feel like limiting the hours into the morning will allow for the behaviors that are appropriate right now on the lakefront to occur. But could be limiting naturally to some of the activities that happen on the lakefront that caused its closure back on March 26th.
Greg, are you still running? Are you finding some place to do it?
I am still running, and as we tell everyone at Kara, and anytime I have to run where I might encounter other people, I have my mask or face covering on. So that's been a big part of our messaging throughout this entire COVID-19 period of running safety guidelines, and one of those things has been to even wear a mask or face cover while running.
Okay, well, I'd like that. Thanks for keep us posted on stuff, okay, Greg? Because I know this is moving all the time, and we're learning about what might happen, what the lakefront might look like, and you guys are a part of that in terms of proposing ideas.
Yeah, Kara was with the city the entire step of the way to build the lakefront trail, especially during the lakefront trail separation, and you know, we were there then, and we would also be there to help them find a safe way to reopen it. We're just looking forward to positive collaboration with our city leaders and know they have our best interests in mind, but definitely time to help us move forward.
Thanks, Greg. Be well. Appreciate it. Appreciate the time.